to Trailhead Church. I'm so excited to be here. I'm so glad you guys are here. Now I want to welcome everybody for joining us. If this is your first time with us, I'm so glad you chose today to be here. You're in for a special treat. Everybody that's watching online, if you don't have your kids with you, go grab your kids because this is going to be one of the funnest service that we ever had. Now, if you're here for the first time, we definitely want you to know. We want to know that you've been here and we want to connect with you. So go to trailhead.church/connect, fill out the connect form, and let us know that you joined us today. We're so glad you chose to be here, but also come back next week because Pastor Josh will be back, okay? Now, like I said, you guys are in for a special treat today. We are taking over. Trailhead Kids is taking over today. If you don't know what Trailhead Kids is, that's our children's ministry. And you know what? Trailhead Church loves our families. And we want to minister to all of you, from the small to the tall. We have something for everyone. So even today, you're going to see some people that are helping me. And they're some of our Switchback Youth students, and they've come through Trailhead Kids and they wanted to be a part of what we're doing today. So we have our youth helping us, we have some volunteers helping us, but it's going to be a lot of fun. And on a regular Sunday, when we have kids church, we have lots of volunteers, lots of people that are helping. So this is just a little sneak peek that you parents get to see of some of the fun that we have. And if you're interested in being a part of Trailhead Kids or even Switchback Youth, please let me know. Please let us know because we want to get you plugged in. This is one of the greatest ministries that we have in our church, and it's super fun, and I'm so excited. So without anything else, are you guys ready? All right. So every time we start Trailhead Kids, I always have to say good morning to you guys. I'm Pastor Christian, and I want to say good morning, Trailhead Kids. I love you guys. I'm so glad you guys are here. Now, we're not just at church just to be at church. We're here because we're celebrating someone that's very special. How many of you guys love to celebrate your birthdays? Raise your hand. Oh, yeah. I love to celebrate my birthday. There's a countdown that goes on when it's time. You know what?
Did somebody say celebrate?
Oh, my. Wow, look who we have here. Yes, it is time to celebrate. Did you want to talk, Mr. Incredible? Oh, not yet. Here we have Mr. Incredible and Violet. I don't know. They showed up. They heard that we were celebrating, and they heard that something was going on at Trailhead Church. And look, here they are.
Yes. My wife, Elastigirl, is out on a mission right now, so I brought my daughter. Do you want to say anything?
Dad, I'm really embarrassed out here.
Oh, jeez. Whoa, where'd Violet go? Reappear. Oh, there she is. Whoa.
Well, okay. Now, we're celebrating, and they're here to join us, but I want to tell you guys what we're celebrating first.
What are you celebrating?
Well, we're celebrating something very special. It's December. What happens in December, guys?
Christmas!
It's Christmas
yes.
in December. Now, Christmas is a time, is it all about the presents and the fun and the family, or is there something else? You guys know? Oh, Jesus.
Jesus.
Yes. Christmas is a time that we celebrate Jesus. And today, we're talking all about celebrating Jesus. Now, I want to tell you guys something. You guys ready?
Oh, yes.
Are you guys ready?
Yes.
We can celebrate Jesus' birth. So, I want you guys to say this with me. We can celebrate.
Celebrate.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Birth.
Birth.
Okay. That's what we're learning all day long. Now, before we go any further, you guys wanted to do something.
Yeah, before we go, we want to play a game with all of you. Does that sound fun?
Sound fun?
All right. Let's stand to our feet. Let's watch this video on how to play this game, and we're going to do it together. Let's do it.
Okay, everybody stand up. Are you ready?
It's the reverse game.
The reverse game. It's super simple.
Reverse. Stand up, sit down. If the arrow points up, you have to sit down. If the arrow points down, you have to stand up. If you go the same direction as the arrow, you are out. Better watch closely because things can get tricky fast. Let's try a practice round. It's
all
time
right.
for round
guys ready?
One.
Everyone stand up. Start it up. Let's go. Oh. You guys are doing awesome.
Did you make it through round one?
Let's do it!
So, let's move on to round two. A little faster this time.
Oh, there you go. Oh! Ah! We went out on that one. Violet.
Let's go again. Let's go even faster this round.
Okay.
Faster.
I think this is the last round. Okay.
Oh, gosh. Oh.
Thanks for playing reverse. Stand up.
That was awesome.
Sit down.
Good job, everybody.
Wow.
We'll see you later.
Okay, tell them bye. Bye, guys. Wow, was that fun? Now, we have so much more that's got to happen. Everybody should have gotten a bag when you came in. Did you guys all get a bag? Yes. Okay, so in your bag is some very cool things. But something that you're going to need very soon are the hand clappers. Can you get your hand clappers out? Let me hear them. Let me hear them. Oh, yeah. All right. Now, every time that you hear the word celebrate, I want to hear some hand clapping. Are you ready? Let's practice. Celebrate. Okay? Celebrate. One more time. Celebrate. Okay, now we got some more things to do because we are celebrating the birth of Jesus. Now, let's go over our big idea one more time, and then I have somebody special that is about to show up. All right, let's go over it. We can celebrate Jesus's birth. One more time, as they come on down, we can celebrate Jesus's birth. Oh my, who is that? I think it's Princess Belle. Everybody say hi, Belle. Oh, Belle, what are you have there? It looks like she's carrying a
Hi,
book.
Hi, everyone. I'm here. I'm ready to celebrate, and I brought my favorite book, my Bible.
Bible. Come on.
I'm trying.
Belle in her poofy dress.
Only the finest help. Today. Only the,
she's dressed up for church. The best for Jesus, guys.
Had to wear my very pretty yellow dress just for each and every one of you guys today.
Now, what do you have, your Bible?
So I brought my Bible today, and I heard you guys worshiping, and you did such an amazing job.
They did.
But I wanted to see if I could share with you guys one other way that we can worship God.
Yes, definitely share.
Awesome. Okay, let me open up my Bible here. Are we ready? So did you know that you can worship God through your tithes and offerings? In Proverbs 3:9-10, it says, honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of your crops. Then your barns will be overflowing and your vats will brim with new wine. Do you know that we serve an unsparing God? That we serve a God that he doesn't want us to go without, that he is a God of abundance, and that he wants us to have an abundance, because in our abundance, we're able to then sow into our children's ministries and other ministries within our church, that we're able to give into our community, and we're also to meet all of the needs within our church so that we can be filled up and overflowing so that we can share God's love with everyone that we encounter each day. I think That's I've right. shared the love of God with Beast a ton of times, and he loves it.
He loves it.
He no
Jesus.
Longer tears up the, like, you know, our curtains, they're beautiful now. It's amazing, right?
So Jesus does miracles.
That's right, exactly. So whatever you're giving today, no matter how small that may be or how big it is, you know that God is using your offering and that he is going to bless it and multiply it, and he is going to use it in a mighty way. So we're going to get ready to pray. All the ways to give are up on the screen. I don't remember them all, but I think they're all up there. Yes. And also for your health and safety, there's no buckets being passed, but you can use cash or check, and the buckets are in the back of the lobby on your way out today. So are you ready? Let's go ahead and pray, because I think you guys have a lot of amazing stuff coming up
That's
today.
Right. Let's pray.
All right, we ready? Heavenly Father, we just thank you for the opportunity to worship you through our tithes and offering. We thank you that you are a God of abundance, Lord. And we thank you that in this season of uncertainty and financial draining, Lord, that you're also a God of increase. Lord, we thank you that you are decreasing our debts in this holiday season and that you are increasing our finances. Lord, we thank you, Father, that doors are being opened for jobs and better jobs closer to home, and that every need is being met within our church and in our homes, both today and every day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much for letting me celebrate with you guys, and I hope I get to see each of you later.
Yes.
Thank you.
Let me help you.
Yes. Don't let me fall.
Everybody say bye, Bill.
Bye.
I'm really good at dance. You know, I watch them all the time in Catholic.
All right, so we have some celebrating to do, right? Who are we celebrating today? Can you say it really loud? Who are we celebrating? Jesus. That's right, we're celebrating Jesus. Now, we are going to celebrate Jesus, but before we do that, I think we have another guest coming. Can you guys say our big idea with me while they come in? We can celebrate Jesus's birth. Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness. They're fighting. They have lightsabers. Who is it? Who is this, guys? Oh. Oh, Luke. Luke Skywalker. What are you doing here?
I'm here.
Are you here?
Maybe.
Yes.
Am I here? I am here.
Wow. You guys came to celebrate Jesus?
Yeah, we did.
Wow. I'm glad you came.
But before we celebrate, can we just talk about how three wise men went to see Jesus before he was born?
Yeah. They went to see Jesus. That's right.
Well, I want to play a quick game real quick. You guys have glow sticks in your bags. You were all given glow sticks, right?
Yeah.
Go ahead and pull those out.
Leave them around.
You have three colors. There's going to be three camels racing in the video up here, and we want you to choose which one you think is going to win and wave that color in the air and cheer them on.
Okay, you guys.
You guys
ready?
Have your glow sticks out?
Glow sticks out? Okay.
Oh, I see them waving around. All right, here comes the video. Cheer on the one you think's gonna win.
These three kings of Orient are not messing around. They each want to be first to see the newborn Messiah. Who do you think will win the race? Who likes the blue king?
Blue!
Let's hear it for the king in red.
Red!
And how about that green king?
Green!
It's a race to Bethlehem in 3, 2, 1.
Cheer him on!
Let's go blue! Go blue! Come on, blue!
Come on, red!
Blue! Let's go, Blue.
Come on, Red.
You're my boy, Blue.
Come on, Red.
All right. Oh, yeah, Blue. Woo.
Woo.
Go, Blue.
Who's going to win?
Go, Blue. Blue, come on. Oh, my. Oh,
oh my God.
Oh, no.
Movie.
Go,
it's
Blue. Blue. Woo. Woo. Oh, no.
Oh.
Oh. Let's go, Blue. Let's go, Blue. Oh, 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 come on, Blue, let's go. Oh, come on, Blue. Let's go, Blue. Blue, 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 Blue. Woo! Oh, come on, Blue. Oh, no.
Oh,
engine out, here we go. We got here. Woo, Blue. All right,
Blue. The blue is the winner.
Right.
Wow. Who knew the blue team was gonna win?
I did.
I don't know.
Blue.
I didn't know that. I was cheering for red. That was fun, guys. Was that fun? Yeah. All right. Do you guys want to do one more round?
Woo!
Okay, one more round. One more round.
All right.
These three kings of Orient are not messing around. They each want to be first to see the newborn Messiah. Who do you think will win the race? Who likes the blue king?
Woo!
Let's hear it for the king in red. And how about that green king?
Oh, there's a lot of green.
It's a race to Bethlehem in 3, 2, 1.
Woo! Go, blue, go! Red is off the line. Let's go, blue!
Let's go,
blue! Blue. Oh my goodness. Blue, Colonel Sanders. Woo, Blue. Colonel Sanders.
Come on, Red. No. No.
First place goes to the green team.
Wow! Green team won. Wow, that was fun, guys.
Sure was.
Thanks for coming. That was so much fun. You come back later. We're going to do some more celebration, okay?
We will. We will.
Say bye, guys. Wow, that was fun. The green team, the red team. I really wanted the red one to win, but the green one and the blue one. Was that fun? Did you guys have fun celebrating? Woo! Yes. So we're celebrating Jesus. Now, all month long, we always have a memory verse. And this month's memory verse is in Luke chapter 1, verse 46. Now, can you guys say what our big idea is as our other guests come in? You might recognize them. Say, we can celebrate Jesus' birth. Oh, it looks like it's Woody and Buzz and Rex the dinosaur. Wow.
Hey, kids. Hey, Woody. Wedding?
Wow.
I thought you said we were heading to Andy's room.
No, I said we're going to a celebration.
A celebration? I love a good celebration. What are we celebrating? You finally getting that snake out of your boot?
What are you talking about?
Here, come here, I'll show you. Uh-huh. Is it?
There's a snake in my boot. I told you to stop that. Gosh, no.
Gosh.
Not that kind of celebration. It's a much better celebration.
Well, look, what are we? I love a good celebration.
I think Miss Christian can help us with this.
Yes,
yeah,
she can.
Yeah. Hey, guys. Can you guys tell our friends from Toy Story who we're celebrating this month? Jesus! We're celebrating the birth of Jesus!
That's amazing!
That's fantastic!
The best celebration ever!
Yes! Now, you guys are just in time. We're about to go over our memory verse. Can you guys help us with that?
Hmm.
You think so?
Rex, what
Rex?
Do you think?
Rex, you look ready?
I think we can do it.
Okay.
We can do
it.
All
right.
I need all of you guys to stand up on your feet because we have some hand motions to do with our memory verse.
I love hand
motions. Woody doesn't have very good control of his hands. He keeps hitting me.
I'm a little stiff.
So, okay. Our memory verse is in Luke. Can you say Luke?
Luke.
Chapter 1. Verse 46.
And 47.
Say, my soul.
My soul.
Glorifies the Lord.
Glorifies the Lord.
And my spirit. Rejoices.
In God my Savior.
Rex is having a hard time with those hand motions, guys.
Hmm.
I
those
wonder
teeny
why.
Little arms.
Are his arms a little short?
They're just a little.
Just a little bit. Let's try this one more time. Say Luke.
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 Chapter 1. Verse 46. And 47. My soul. Glorifies the Lord. And my spirit. Rejoices. In God my Savior. Well, thanks, guys.
Watch it, Buzz.
Powerful stuff.
I'm so glad you are here.
This
Rex,
was fun.
You were awesome. I think he was the best with the hand motions. Well, you guys, I'm glad you are here.
We are glad too.
We're going to want to miss this celebration later.
Can you guys come back later?
Well, first we have to go somewhere.
I think we're good.
You're good? Okay. Yeah. Come back a little bit later, all right? Everybody say bye, guys.
But now... So, Buzz, where are we headed now?
We're going to infinity and...
I think they got it.
What did he say?
What was it again?
Roxborough?
Infinity.
We're going to infinity and...
Beyond.
That's good.
Oh, wow. They're special, aren't they?
Huh?
I like Toy Story. Do you guys like Toy Story? Yeah. All right. So we're talking... Oh, there's... I just saw an Incredible go flying by. That was fast. Now, we're talking about Jesus and celebrating his birth. Now, you know what? How many of you guys have heard of the word patience? Is patience a fun word or a kind of word? Yeah. It's kind of hard to be patient, right? Have you guys ever played a game and, like, you have a timer and the timer goes and it seems like the time goes super, super fast? Right? You have that timer. You flip it, it goes super, super fast.
Wait, did someone say flip?
Oh. Well, hello.
Look, did you say flip?
I did.
Because I have the ultimate bottle flip to show you right now. Right now, I'm ready. I'm literally ready right now.
Oh, okay. Well, I was talking about flipping a timer, but you can...
Well,
okay,
I mean,
do your bottle flip.
That's cool, but... Can I show you this,
yes,
please?
Yes,
okay.
Please.
Give me 1 second.
Yes.
I'm ready. Let me get the set up real quick. Hold on. I got something.
Get your stuff ready.
All right, boys and girls.
Oh, gosh.
I am prepared. I've been waiting for this moment my whole life.
I'm nervous. Oh, goodness.
This here is the ultimate Bible bottle flip.
Bible bottle flip. Whoa.
The Bible. The bottle. But not just a Bible bottle flip, Miss Christian.
Oh, okay.
It's a no looker.
Oh.
I'm gonna nail it the first time. First try.
All right. Can he do it?
Come on, can I do it?
Cheer him on.
Can I do it?
Okay.
Okay. Okay, silence, I need silence. No one moving. This is a moment right here.
Get quiet.
To get in the zone. Here we go. The no-looker. Find the Bible. Flip it. Ready? Can I get 3, 2, 1 countdown?
3, 2, 1.
Here we go! I promise it works. It works. That,
the Bible was just so smooth and slick. It was like.
It was ready. It was ready.
Okay, you want to try that one more time?
Can I try it again?
Yes,
please. Can I try it again, guys?
One more time.
Do you think I can do it?
Okay.
You think I can do it? Here we go. All right, count of three. Coming down.
3, 2, 1.
Whoa! Oh, let's go! Let's go! Let's go!
Wow. Wow, he's excited.
I'm excited.
That was awesome.
Sorry, guys. I'm excited.
Okay.
All right.
Give him a big hand clap. Big hand clap.
Yes!
Now, like I was saying before that super awesome bottle flip, sometimes patience, when you have that timer, you have to wait. If I said, sit here for 1 minute, no talking, that would be hard, wouldn't it? Oh, yeah, it would be hard, and it seemed like the time was taking forever. Now, you know what? When we celebrate Christmas, they were waiting for Jesus for a long time. There was a prophet, Isaiah, and he said something way before Jesus came. He prophesied and said that Jesus was coming. You know, the people were needing a savior. They were needing somebody to rescue them. They needed a kingdom, and so he said in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 and 7, it said, for to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from that time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. Now, that's pretty awesome. It said that we were going to have a king that was going to reign forever. Now, when the people heard this, they got excited. They were like, woo, we need a king. We're ready. But you know what? They were thinking it was going to be a literal king that was going to be there and rule in the kingdom. But they didn't know that it was going to be a baby that was going to be born, and then he was going to grow up, and then he was going to die on the cross and then rise again and be here forever and ever. They didn't know that that was the kind of king that Isaiah was talking about. So they waited and they waited and they waited, and then guess what happened? Jesus was born. And here we are today still celebrating the birth of Jesus, because you know what? Jesus changed everything. Can you say that with me? Jesus changed everything. That's right. Jesus changed everything. Now, Jesus, he died on the cross, then he rose again, and now he can live in our lives, and he helps us to make good choices. He helps us to be obedient. He helps us to live for Jesus. He helps us to be bold and to tell people how much he loves us. He helps us all the time, and he never leaves us. He's always with us. He's listening to our prayers. He's there when we need help. He's there when we're sad. He's there when we're happy. He's there when we celebrate, right? Jesus is the reason that we celebrate Christmas. Because he was born, everything is different, everything changed, and we celebrate Jesus at Christmas. That's the reason that we have Christmas. That's the reason why we get excited and we give gifts, because you know what? Jesus was a gift from God. And God gave us Jesus because he knew that the world needed a savior. So we give gifts in representation of the greatest gift of all. And that greatest gift ever was who?
Jesus.
Can you say this with me? We can celebrate Jesus's birth. That's right. We can celebrate Jesus's birth. Now, we have some more to do, but I think I heard and saw some other people coming.
I don't know where they're from. It's usually cold where they're at. Oh, wow. Look who it is. Oh, it's Olaf. Look at him. He's ready. He's dancing. And there's Anna. Everybody say hi, Olaf.
Hi,
hi, Princess Anna.
Hi.
Wow. What are you guys doing here?
We're ready to party.
Oh, they're ready to party. It sounds like they're ready for a celebration.
Woo!
Now, what? Oh, look at you. You're dancing and everything. Olaf is ready. Is he ready, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, he is. Now, what are you guys going to do, like, while you're here?
We're going to play a game.
Oh, you guys have a game for us to play? Okay. Tell us
about
it.
Rules of the game.
Rules of the game.
As a person is drawing a picture, you shout out what you think the drawing is. After 30 seconds, you'll find out the answer.
Okay. So, let's look at the screen. While they're drawing, I need you guys to shout it out if you think you know what the drawing is. The last drawing was who? Who was it? It was Baby Jesus in the manger. Now I need a friend to help me read this next part, the Bible story that talks about baby Jesus being born in a manger. Are you ready? Everybody give a big hand clap for Kay. All right, I think so.
So I'm not dressed up, but here we go. In those days, Caesar Augustus made a law. It required that a list be made of everyone in the whole Roman world. It was the first time a list was made of the people while Quirinius was governor of Syria.
Sure.
Everyone went to their own town to be listed. So Joseph went also. He went from the town of Nazareth to Galilee to Judah. This is where Bethlehem, the town of David, was. Joseph went there because he belonged to the family line of David. He went there with Mary to be listed. Mary was engaged to him. She was expecting a baby. While Joseph and Mary were there, the time came for a child to be born. She gave birth to her first baby. It was a boy. She wrapped him in large strips of cloth, and then she placed him in a manger. That's because there was no guest room where they could stay.
Wow. Thank you, Kate. Everybody say thanks, Kate. Give him a hand clap. Now, that's found in Luke chapter 2, verse 1 through 7. And it talks about Mary and Joseph having to travel and go to a place, to Bethlehem. Do you know how hard that must have been? Like, she was pregnant. She was going to have a baby. They had to travel all the way across the country. They had to prepare and do some stuff. And then when they got there, there was no place for them to sleep. That's like you go visit your grandma, and she invited a whole bunch of other people, and then now you have to go sleep on the floor in the air mattress. Or you have to go sleep out in the garage because there's no more space because there's two back. Like, that wasn't fun. But they had to do it because you know what was super important? That the baby Jesus was born. He had to be born because God knew that we needed him. You know what? Even though the conditions weren't desirable, they still followed God's plan. They still did what God asked them to do. And God did something amazing. And it's a reason to celebrate. You know, sometimes we have to do some things that we don't really want to do, but God is going to bless us and he's going to take care of us because we were obedient. And that's a reason to celebrate, right? Because Mary and Joseph, they were obedient to God. They trusted God. You know that we can trust God with everything. He loves us. He's not going to fail us. So we trust him 100%. You know what? That's the reason we celebrate Jesus. So I want you guys to remember that throughout all of this rest of this month, while we're getting ready for Christmas, while you're writing out your Christmas list, while we're going shopping and you put up a Christmas tree or you do all of these fun things, you go look at Christmas lights, I need you to remember that it's not about all of that fun stuff. That stuff is fun, right? Yeah. Is it? Oh, y'all don't like that? No, it's fun. That stuff is fun. But that's not the whole reason that we celebrate. Right? Can you guys say it in the loudest voice ever so they can hear you across the street? They can hear you all the way to Greensboro, to Raleigh, all the way at the mountains, all the way. Why we celebrate Christmas? It's because of who? Jesus! One more time, I can't hear you. Why do we celebrate Christmas? Jesus. Jesus is the reason we celebrate because Jesus changed everything. Jesus loves you. Jesus is with you. And he is your very best friend. You can talk to him about anything. He's there for you. He cares for you. And he's the one that's never, ever, ever going to leave you, okay? Jesus is the reason that we celebrate Christmas, okay? All right. Now, in your bags, I need to tell you something. in your bags are some other things. You might have some Christmas crafts, and you might have a blank card that's a birthday card for Jesus. If you don't have a card for Jesus, I want you guys to make a birthday card for Jesus. In there, there's also a cupcake because we're celebrating Jesus. And when you celebrate, we like to eat cake. We like to have fun and have snacks. So there's a celebration cake in there for you to take home. And also, when you leave, there's another little treat bag that I want you to get when you leave out, okay? I want you guys to remember that we celebrate Jesus. Let me hear those hand clappers. We celebrate Jesus at Christmas time, okay? Now, we're gonna pray. I want everybody to bow your heads and close your eyes. Because this is really important. You know what? We talked about having Jesus in our life. We talked about Jesus being here. But there's some people that don't know about Jesus. And that is why it's important for us as Christians to tell people that Jesus loves them and that Jesus was born and that Jesus died for them and he rose from the dead for them. So we're going to pray. And if you've never asked Jesus to be in your life, I want you to just pop your hand up in the air and I want to pray. We're going to pray all of us together, okay? Everybody, bow your heads, close your eyes. Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, we love you so much and we thank you for Jesus. We thank you that he was born and that he died on the cross, that he was the gift that you gave us, Father. So right now, I pray for every single person in this room that they remember the reason that we celebrate, that they remember the good gift that you gave us, that they remember how much you love us. And if they don't know you, Father, I ask that you send people across their paths to let them know how much you love them. In Jesus' name, we thank you for this day. We thank you for being so good. We thank you for Christmas, and we thank you for Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Now, if you've never asked Jesus into your life, and you've never prayed that prayer of salvation, I want you guys to find me or find someone in here and say, hey, I want to pray that prayer. Or if you're with your mom and your dad, I want you to whisper to them and say, hey, mom, can you pray with me? Because I want Jesus in my life. Okay? Can you guys do that? Can you give me a big thumbs up? Okay. Now, before we go, we have a special video that some of our friends did to wish us all a very, very merry what? Christmas. Can you guys watch the screen at the video?
We miss you and every Christmas.
Wish you a Merry Christmas
and a Happy New Year.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
And a Happy New Year.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
And a Happy New Year.
Good tidings we bring
to you and your friends.
Good tidings for Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas! Yay! All right, everybody. From Trailhead Kids and all of our guests that came today, we want to tell you, Merry Christmas!